Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
A wonderful day to have a radio program. This today, we had Jesse Smollett, the story. You know, if you're a fan of Dr. Pimple Popper, you know that sometimes we get things that happen in the pores of our skin and they fester and sometimes they grow to a head. And today was the day that the nation, the Chicago Police Department, a lot of people lanced the whitehead that was this Jesse Smollett saga. Now, I'm not going to remind you that it was this very program in real time that called the shenanigans that most people with a functioning frontal lobe heard in real time and said, this is ridiculous. But there is so much about this story that we learned about today. The entire nation's talking about it. We're going to talk about it. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We're going to ask at any time during the program you'd like to call in, do just that. We're going to be talking about this for, I've got so much audio, I don't even know what to do. I've got so, and you know what, I'm going to tell you something. This can only be done on a radio program. Because it would bore you to watch the video over and over. I'm going to play you everything that happened from day one. And all of these hand-wringing journalists that are talking about, my goodness gracious, that Jesse Smollett, he really took us for one. Oh, we're going to play what they said when the story broke. And we're going to play the Don Lemons and the CNNs. We're going to play everything for you. And we've even want to thank the Washington Free Beacon for doing a little mashup because that is exquisite. Let's start from the very beginning. It was this morning at about 5:15 Eastern time that Jesse Smollett turned himself in to the Chicago Police Department. Here is Ryan Burrow from ABC News with the story.
A Chicago police spokesman tweeting out that Jesse Smollett is under arrest and is in the custody of detectives. Police planning to hold their first briefing on the arrest and charge later this morning. This afternoon, Smollett is expected to appear in bond court. His first public appearance since defiantly telling the story of his alleged racist, homophobic attack on ABC's Good Morning America. Now police and prosecutors say that story isn't true.
Now they're saying it's not true. Well, first and foremost, the Chicago Police Department really, I mean, first of all, I don't know of another law enforcement agency that does, you know, the detectives of Buffalo. These guys are fantastic. The Buffalo Police Department is fantastic. But we're lucky to live in an area that has a pretty good control over the crime rate. I mean, we could talk about the murders in Buffalo. It is nothing compared to the 3,000 people shot a month in Iraq, in Chicago. They call it Chirac. 3,000 people shot a month in your city. Hundreds dead a month. These Chicago detectives, they know a few things about investigations. They know a few things about when they're being lied to. It's a very well-rehearsed, very professional police department. Now, a lot of in the last couple months, there was some issues. They sent one of their police officers to prison for like 6 years for shooting repeatedly a kid in the street. Don't get me wrong. There are controversies in every police department. But for the most part, you got to wake up pretty early to pull the wool over the eyes of the Chicago Police Department. We heard from the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department. This is the same Eddie Johnson we've been hearing from the very beginning. He called Jesse Smollett a victim until they had the evidence to basically call him They accused him of a felony when he turned himself in for today is a felony. We're going to get into all of this. We're going to peel it back like the onion that it is. Here's the important part here. The brothers, the Nigerian brothers, obviously were huge. They waited until, you know, they held these guys for 48 hours. The superintendent claims at the 47th hour is when these guys finally manned up and said, this is all shenanigans. But again, the police department, they knew what was going on from the very beginning, but they treated him as a victim. They treated him as a victim. They publicly spoke about this Jussie Smollett as a victim. The news media, of course, well, we got plenty on them. But I want to just play real quick. Here is Superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, Eddie Johnson.
Like what their relationship was, like how close they were, Smollett was with those two brothers?
Yeah. So one of the brothers worked on Empire, so they had a relationship, an association. So he probably knew that he needed somebody with some bulk, and he knew them. They had a previous relationship, so that's probably the only reason he chose them.
Sir, how quickly did you see Jussie's interview on Good Morning America? Where was
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
Yes, ABC.
Did you see the interview on ABC?
I didn't see the entire thing. I saw.
You know what? Let's make this really simple. Instead of going to the superintendent, Eddie Johnson, let's take the Good Morning America interview, which is done by the Washington Free Beacon, and we appreciate their work. They're the ones who put this together. But they took the Jussie Smollett interview and cut in the superintendent. This is one of the greatest things you'll ever hear, and you're welcome. Here it is.
I think that what people need to hear is just the truth.
I'm left hanging my head and asking why.
You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
I noticed the rope around my neck and I started screaming.
How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile?
They called me. There's no which way you cut it.
Bogus police reports cause real harm.
The fact that we have these fear mongrels. The
accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks.
If I had said it was a Muslim or a Mexican or someone black, I feel like the doubters would have supported me a lot much more.
So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry.
Just remember that mine was reported right away. And look what has happened.
This publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve.
So they get to go free and go about their life and possibly attack someone else?
Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language.
Do you think there's a link between the letter and the attack? And you did mention it to the police right away.
Absolutely.
About the letter.
When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process.
I will never be the man that this did not happen to. I am forever changed.
And why? This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary.
If the attackers are never found, how will you be able to heal?
I don't know.
But to put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful.
I still want to believe, with everything that has happened, that there's something called justice.
Oh, there's something called justice, Jussie. There is something called justice. You're about to get hit with justice. Let me just say right now, there were so many things we learned in the press conference. First of all, we are told that these Nigerian brothers had padded gloves. Of course, you've seen perhaps the video surveillance of these two Nigerian brothers buying a mask, a red hat, and padded gloves. They hit him, but they believe that the scratches on Jussie's face were self-inflicted. Now, this puts a little bit of light to why there was a 40-minute period between when he called police and when the attack occurred. Remember that scene in Liar Liar when Jim Carrey is in the bathroom And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm kicking my own. You know, right? When he's like smacking himself in the head. That's what Jussie Smollett was doing. Now, I can't even get into the psychosis of someone who would physically beat themselves up. But to scratch your own face, to beat yourself up, to make it look like you were assaulted, I mean, there's a lot of issues. I also heard from one of the 9,000 legal analysts that are now on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News that he could actually get charged for tampering with evidence because his face is part of the evidence used in filing a crime. And if you scratched your own face and said this happened in a crime, that's actually tampering with evidence, which is another felony. I mean, this is crazy. But I want to get to the letter. The letter that was written, you know, I don't know if a child taking a Crayola crayon or a magic marker, putting together that letter, you know, the return address of MAGA, a little bit over the top, right? So he puts die black F word for homosexuals, and he writes that like magazine style. By the way, are there any people out there sending ransom notes today? I don't know. I haven't seen a ransom note since, the JonBenet kidnapping. But that wasn't done with magazine clippings. You got to go back to like the Lindbergh baby to find someone who has the time to go through magazine clippings. Yesterday, there was a source from the Postal Investigative Department of the U.S. Postal Service. And by the way, if there's a group you don't want to mess with, it's the United States Postal Service investigators. And I mean this with all sincerity. These are some of the most incredible investigators out there. They went through and found the magazines. They found DNA on the letter. It is without any question right now that the federal government is stating that Jussie Smollett sent that letter to himself. And the Nigerian brothers, by the way, had nothing to do with that letter. That was Jussie Smollett. So if you put the timeline together, this guy is unhappy with making $100,000 an episode. Now let's do the math. There's 18 episodes in an Empire season. Some would argue that's probably 17 more episodes that are needed for an Empire season. But there are 18 episodes in an Empire season. He grosses $1.8 million a year. That is unacceptable to Jussie Smollett. And so rather than go through, I don't know, your agent and try to negotiate a new deal, he decides, you know what, let's send myself a hate letter. Now, here's the problem with Jussie Smollett. We've heard from the Chicago Police Department and the state of Illinois. What we haven't heard from is the federal government. Once you send yourself white powder or you send someone else white powder and you do it in the form of a threatening terrorist note, you are now in the exact same world as the guy who sends a pipe bomb to a newspaper. That is an act of terrorism. This is no longer a 1 to 3 year, $25,000 penalty. The other issue is we come to find out in 2007, Jussie Smollett was pulled over for a DUI, didn't have a license on him, and this outstanding citizen, this representative of the LGBTQRF community, this guy used the name of his younger brother when he got pulled over. Now, there's a lot of things you can do to a family member, but if you get pulled over for a DUI, to use your brother's name, I mean, what does that mean? So basically, take him into custody, put my younger brother who did nothing. This guy used a fake ID and the name of his younger brother in a DUI arrest. Now, why is that important? Even though that happened in 2007, that shows a pattern where when he is confronted with law enforcement, he has no problem lying. So now you face a judge, and the judge is going to say, you know, maybe he lost his mind. Maybe this guy needs insulin. Maybe he had a stroke and he just temporarily lost faculty. No, no, you have set a pattern of deception to law enforcement. There's not going to be mercy here. Now, of all the people that we've heard, all of the talking pundits, he needs to apologize to the black community. He has to apologize to the gay community. He has to apologize to the city of Chicago. I've heard no one talk about apologizing to people who voted for Trump or support Make America Great Again. That's not even a part of the apology tour. But this has definitely turned, and it's more alarming today than it was yesterday, because now we know that the letter, the hoax letter, was sent by Jussie Smollett, that he wasn't happy with the way that the news covered the hoax letter, maybe because it looks like it was, you know, a cartel of kindergartners that want to murder you. It was the worst. And you used, you know, magazine. I don't even know anyone who has a magazine subscription, let alone would take the time to cut out horrible words like that. But he sent that with the white powder. Turns out that white powder is Tylenol. And it doesn't matter if it was real, if it was a hoax, if it was anthrax, or if it was acetaminophen. The fact that you sent that letter, someone who received that letter, you know, if they opened it up and the powder went everywhere, they go to a hazmat situation. They go with immediate inoculation with, very high potent antibiotics. You have a lot of money invested into it. This is an act of terrorism. And this is a horrible, horrible situation to find yourself in. And the fact that it was self-inflicted is even more insane. The whole thing is insane. I want to play real quick some more, if I could. Here is Van Jones. Van Jones, admitted communist who worked for the Obama administration, is talking about Jussie Smollett.
This is the opposite. I mean, the superintendent says that.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
This is the opposite of that.
Oh, look, I mean, this is the fall of an icon. And I don't think people understand how important he has been in the black community. Empire as a show.
Yeah.
To have him as a beloved character, I think did a great deal to knock back homophobia in the black community. The fact that Empire has been celebrated, the fact that he has been celebrated, and you see homophobia in the black community through his eyes on this show. This is a Jackie Robinson against homophobia.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Van Jones here. We got to tap the brakes on the hyperbole car. Did you just call Jussie Smollett a person nobody knew in the United States before he hoaxed a hate crime and sent himself a white powdered letter? Did you just call him the Jackie Robinson of the LGBTQRS community? What are you doing? Van Jones, I don't think people understand who this man. This was the Nelson Mandela of gay singers on Fox Entertainment. This was, I don't want to speak to, there is going, everyone's going to retire Jussie Smollett's number in Major League Baseball. That's how impressive, nobody, get out of here. There's no icon status. Elton John is icon status. Martina Navratilova, Billie Jean King have icon status. Nobody even knew who the hell this guy was. And as far as Empire goes, look at the numbers. I mean, there might be a demographic that watches, Empire more than other demographics, but the ratings on Empire was certainly not anything close to what you're seeing, on must-see TV. I mean, the first two seasons of Empire were huge, but nobody is watching Empire anymore. And I got news for you. Not only did Jussie Smollett ruin the career of himself, I don't know if that show is coming back. I don't know if the show can come back. By the way, 20th Century Fox that stood so together with Jussie Smollett, they're considering their options. I don't know if they'll extend. Let's just put it this way. I don't think he's getting more than $100,000 per episode after this. But Van Jones calling him the Jackie Robinson of gay people. I mean, hey, maybe we can give a call to Greg Louganis and see how he feels about that. There have been a lot of icons of gay people. This is not one of them. And my goodness gracious, I mean, that's one of the most absurd things in the world. Oh, but we have so much more. We have so much more. We'll take your calls at 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBN. I am lousy with sound. I've got everyone. We're going to point out the hypocrisy. I got Don Lemon having a meltdown after Don Lemon had a meltdown when the story broke. I got CNN. I've got MSNBC. Oh, it is an old-fashioned. This story was not. Now everyone knew it was nonsense. They knew it was nonsense, but they still went with the narrative because what's the narrative? The narrative is make America great again. That's the narrative. Oh, man, it's a wonderful day, isn't it? Justice has been served. Live outside the Chicago courtroom, Jussie Smollett is leaving the courthouse. His bail has been set at $100,000. And he is surrounded by media. I don't even have which we have no idea. It's just a sea of humanity. We don't know where Jussie Smollett is in this sea of humanity. But there are just everyone in the city of Chicago is covering this story. Everyone's talking about this in America. Someone just threw bleach on his head. No, wait, that didn't happen. No, but there he is. He's walking to his car. And we found out some more information. Reza Lanier is a Cook County attorney, assistant state attorney. Reza Lanier, remember the actual state attorney general, she recused herself because of prior conversations with Jussie Smollett, or they worked, did fundraisers together, whatever. But here is Reza Lanier at a press conference that occurred moments ago. We found out some interesting information. First of all, we found out that Jussie Smollett drove the two Nigerian brothers home from the attack. What? You get your butt kicked and you're like, guys, you look like you're tuckered out here. Let's jump in the van. I'll take you home. You know, I don't know what this is nuts. The other thing that was interesting about this was that when Jussie Smollett staged this attack, he actually thought that camera was functioning. He wasn't aware that the camera wasn't on. Like, he did it in front of the camera only to find out later that the camera was facing the opposite direction. And the other thing that is fascinating about the intellect of Jussie Smollett is that he paid these two Nigerians with a check, a personalized check for $3,500. I don't think there's been that cunning planning of a Jerry Springer, didn't he pay a prostitute with a personal check once? Yeah, so Jussie Smollett pays with a personal check. Here is Reza Lanier, assistant state attorney. Here is her press conference.
Defendant Smollett then stated that he wanted to stage an attack where Abel would appear to batter him. Defendant Smollett also suggested that Abel's older brother Ola assist him with the attack.
Here is more from the assistant state attorney from Cook County.
During the Good Morning America interview, Smollett stated, "And it feels like if I had said I was a Muslim or a Mexican or someone black, I feel like the doubters would have supported me much more, a lot more." These statements by Smollett further misled the police and the public to believe his attackers were white.
Uh-oh.
Defendant Smollett then stated that he wanted to stage an attack where Abel would appear to batter him.
We already heard that. Let's try this one. Let me see here. What do we got? I'm getting a little bit of... here it is. Anyway, the point is, this is just piling up. It's ridiculous. We're now watching the white van carrying him home. This is like OJ coverage. Jussie Smollett leaves court, $100,000 bail. What do you think about this? Huh? We're going to play some of the audio of the media and how they're doing a 180. Let's go to the phones, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Van Jones of CNN calls Jussie Smollett the Jackie Robinson of gay people. Here is Sandy. Sandy, what say you?
Hi, David. It's just ridiculous. First of all, he wasn't a victim. He was a victim of his own designs. True victims, I believe, are President Trump supporters, all people that support the president. We are the victims, I believe, of this hoax. And my fear is, as the Chicago police superintendent said, apparently what they're looking for is an apology for all of this. And if he gets away with just an apology and nothing else, then there is no justice, as he said in his interview, there needs to be justice. Well, there's no justice if that's what happens.
Well, I don't know if you noticed it, but did you hear the audio? A texter just brought this up, but he used the word fear mongrel instead of fear monger. And that, I thought that was that interview. You think what damage could happen from going out there and getting ahead of the story? They're using his own words. And that is just going to pile up when this guy finally gets in front of a judge. There's no way on earth, if maybe a week ago he sat down with his attorneys, he came clean, there might have been a chance then to cut a deal. Right now, this guy's not looking at 3 years, Sandy. This guy's looking at staging a terror attack. If you send someone powder in an envelope, the amount of feds that swarm in on that, this could be a 10-year sentence.
Well, I hope so. I hope, if nothing else, they get him on the federal charges of, as you said, mail fraud. I mean, just the amount of planning that went into this. I mean,
and can you believe that if you bash your own face, that it's tampering with evidence too?
Right.
I mean, it's just crazy the amount of charges that can be hitting this guy. But you're saying what? 10 years? That's he should at least have to pay the city of Chicago back for all of the work they put into this.
Well, yes, that was said by the police superintendent, but it was just like, oh, well, fine, apparently pay us back, and, you know, we're looking for an apology to the police and the citizens of the city of Chicago. But again, maybe they're fine with that, but hopefully they will be able to, you know, get him on the federal charges, and that will be, you know, where they really can, you know, put it to him.
Sandy, excellent phone call. I want to hear more from Sandy in the future.
Thank you.
Well done. Sandy is the first on deck. She hit about a ground rule double. Maybe she took third. I thought that was a really good call, Sandy. Well done. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. The text board is 30930. Here's another thing. He's apologizing to gay people. He's apologizing to Black America, the city of Chicago. He hasn't apologized to anyone. He's being asked to apologize. What about the Trump supporters? Does that not? That's about what? 65 million people? Does that get any? Does anyone get an apology out of it? I mean, it's ridiculous, is it not? I've got so much more audio. I got to play this last tidbit here. This was Van Jones right before break. We played this. Listen to this.
I think did a great deal to knock back homophobia in the Black community. The fact that Empire has been celebrated, the fact that he has been celebrated, and you see homophobia in the Black community through his eyes on this show. This is a Jackie Robinson against homophobia in the Black community, an icon, a beloved icon.
Jackie Robinson of homophobia. First of all, anyone want to contact Jackie Robinson's family on that? I mean, you just said, I didn't even know there was a possibility that there was to be the Jackie. David, you know what you are? You are the Medgar Evers of people who are claustrophobic. I just want you to know that right now. Anyone who fears, you're the Martin Luther King of agoraphobia. That's what you are. The Jackie Robinson of homophobia. I mean, slow down there, Van Jones. Someone might need some NyQuil. That is absolutely insanity. Insanity. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Justice, it's not served yet, but I think the cook has all the ingredients. I think he's mixing things together. I hear the fryer on. I think justice may be served shortly. Joe in Lockport, you're on. Bowerly and Bellavia. Tom is off. What's going on, Joe?
I actually texted this in, but what if this played through, and what if they caught a couple of quote-unquote rednecks, or, you know, white people, and then they actually started going through the process of the law? He was willing to let two white people go straight to prison.
Wow. Joe, what an excellent point. What if those people, before they were, we found two white guys on the camera and a group of thugs beat the hell out of those guys?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. This could have been cataclysmic. People were worked up into a lather. And by the way, the people who worked up folks into a lather, they're all on CNN and MSNBC, and they're all in the Washington Post and the New York Times. And now they're saying, you know, Joe, we all thought this was a weird story on its surface, but, you know, we have a job to do. And that job is to throw red meat off the tower. You know, one of the guys that from the very beginning wanted a quote-unquote tower dump of information was Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And he was held back by the Chicago Police Department because they didn't have the evidence. But Rahm Emanuel, from the very beginning, if you hear day two of a speech he gave in Chicago, he states, I don't even believe this. This is an allegation. We don't know anything about this claim. And we don't have these hate merchants in the city of Chicago. But really, it's great. Joe, excellent point. What else do you have?
Yeah. I mean, and you can't even say, well, geez, he wouldn't have got. I mean, there's. I can't imagine that there's anything that his mind wouldn't stretch out to. You know what I mean? Like he went this far. He would have made out. He would have made out better than he thought. If just imagine they catch two white guys and then here's the suspects. And it doesn't matter if they were innocent. Those two white guys would have been the guys that committed a hate crime against Jesse, regardless if they, you know, they would have been found, you know, innocent because of the evidence. But no matter what, they would have been the whole country would have been up in arms, just like Kavanaugh. These two are scum. They're racist. They committed a hate crime. No matter what, they would have been tarred and feathered for the rest of their life. And I just can't believe.
Excellent point, Joe. Excellent call, man. Excellent call. You know how they always say that, like, you know, bad. There's no such thing as bad press. Everything helps. If you're Ace Hardware right now and you're getting all this free media for selling the rope that was used as a noose. You know what I mean? Like, they have to be like, listen, yeah, our rope was used to stage a hate crime, but there's got to be something we can do with this. You know what I mean? We got to put it in an insert that our nylon rope is 50% off. No, I mean, there's got to be something they're doing to market that. Joe, excellent call in Lockport. Appreciate that. You know, someone's going to be like, hey, we're against staging hate crimes. But if you are going to stage a hate crime, Ace Hardware, the place is Ace. Unbelievable. He drove the guys home. He drove home. You know what would have been great is if he would have given the Subway sandwich to the two Nigerian brothers. Like, it turns out, what the last question the police asked, what is your favorite $5 footlong? And they're like, we like tuna, toasted. They're like, oh, here we go. He got a tuna sub. You know, you drove him home and wrote him a personal check. I mean, please. If you're going to stage a hate crime, use Venmo. Everyone knows that. You put Venmo and under the little, you know, you put the emojis. You put like a little, like the gun pointed towards a stick figure and the noose. And that's what you put in the Venmo thing.
They'll never be able to figure it out.
They'll never figure that out. Unbelievable. He drove them home and gave them a personal check for $3,500, which they then cashed and went to Nigeria. Unreal. This is the dumbest. Joe Rogan's podcast is huge and everyone loves it. On his podcast, he was saying this is what happens when actors in Hollywood try to write their own scripts. Actors just traditionally will write their own scripts and they're horrible, right? And this is exactly what happens when an actor writes his own. And by the way, he was in a play in New York that this is very similar to what happened in a play that he was in. I mean, these guys have no creativity. They just read for a living. It's unreal. It really is one of the most absurd things ever. But I'm telling you, don't go anywhere. This is going to be an incredible day of broadcast. Well, I don't want to steal Rush Limbaugh, but it's going to be an excellent day. We've got so much audio. We are going to the ideological fight, the inconsistencies, the hypocrisy, it's all there. And your phone calls. I'm going to get your phone calls as soon as we come back. Ace Hardware is getting all this free publicity for where they bought the fake news, the rope from. Clorox, I'm waiting for like a press release that Clorox is like, it's obviously not our bleach. Our bleach would have stained his clothing. We have only the highest quality of bleach. Unreal. I mean, just ridiculous. Ridiculous. He wrote a personal check. I mean, this is like a Scooby-Doo episode. At the very end, they pull the mask and it's like, Farmer Jones. Who knew? What are you doing? That's Jerry Springer stuff. You don't write a check to a prostitute. You don't write a check to the people who beat you up. And by the way, those two Nigerian guys, those guys are just physical specimens. There is no way on earth. And the entire assault took 45 seconds. 45 seconds was the entire assault. They got a lot of work done in those 45 seconds. You know the other thing I find really fascinating? They allowed Jussie Smollett to turn himself in at 5:15 this morning. And he lied to the FBI, right? There wasn't a SWAT team there, though, was there? Roger Stone lied to the FBI. Did CNN get tipped off? Why does Jussie Smollett get to turn himself in And why does he get to do it with no cameras around at 5 o'clock in the morning when they go to Roger Stone's house with SEAL Team 6? I don't understand how that's even. CNN didn't seem to get the tip off that they were going, that Jussie Smollett was turning himself in. Again, just an absurd thing. Let's go back to the phones. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Dave in South Buffalo. What do you think about this entire, these shenanigans?
Well, it turns out the liberals have already flipped the narrative. They think no one's going to believe the next gay hate crime hoax.
Well, I'll tell you what, what are we talking here? The college ones, we had the Rolling Stone Virginia rape, the Duke lacrosse rape. I mean, I'm not saying there's not hate crimes out there. I'm saying that these are, you know, they really doubled down after the Covington nonsense. They got the Covington story wrong. The Washington Post is facing a $250 million slander lawsuit, libel. And now all of a sudden, what do you have? You follow that up with another fake news story? It's unreal.
I also think the Ace Hardware store was actually called the Crafty Beaver.
The Crafty Beaver. Is that well done? Dave in South Buffalo making fun. Making fun. That's Dave in South Buffalo with jokes. Good call. Appreciate that. Let's see. We got time for Tom on a cell phone. Tom.
Thanks, Dave, for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
I got to tell you, I am getting so disgusted and so pissed off at being labeled a racist and a hate monger just because I'm white. It's disgusting. It's wrong. It's a label. And these people are the biggest hypocrites I've ever seen in my life. The real hate and the real racism is coming from these people that take every opportunity to twist and turn and make the rest of us look like racists. That's hate, and that is racism, and I'm really tired of it. It's about time people started speaking up for themselves.
Listen, man, would you think you're going to get an apology? He's going to go on an apology tour eventually. Is he going to apologize to the president? Is he going to apologize for people who voted for the president? You got maligned just as much as any. How did black people and gay people get maligned in all of this? The only people that were maligned were people who voted for Trump.
Absolutely. And he needs to apologize to the entire white race for the fact that they're labeling us as a group of racists. I mean, how incredible is that? That's just ridiculous.
I'm telling you, it is. There's a lot of this could have been violent. There were, and I'm going to play you some of the nonsense. Tom, I appreciate your phone call, man. I'm going to play you some of the nonsense from the media. I've got audio. All of you on hold, stay on hold. Be patient. You got to hear this audio. 803-0930. We're talking Jussie Smollett. He just left the courthouse. Unbelievable amount of media there. And every one of those people, I will gander dollars to donuts. Every one of those people bought the story hook, line, and sinker. Because the narrative was something they felt comfortable with. White guy, Trump supporter, beats up a gay guy, beats up a black guy in zero, negative 20 degree wind chill. Everyone knows Empire. Who doesn't watch Empire? Every time I talk to Trump supporters, they're like, hey, can you believe Trump is standing strong with the national emergency? And oh my God, did you watch this week's Empire? Incredible episode. Unreal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.